Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
May will line up under center, single receiver split wide to the right. Offset eye behind May, takes the snap, he's back, he'll hand it off. Stevenson breaks out to the right side, to the 15, down to the 10, picks up a block to the 5. Stevenson to the goal line and in! Touchdown Patriots! Ramondre Stevenson, a 21-yard touchdown run, and the Patriots are in front. 2:07 to go. It's 27-24 New England on the touchdown run from Ramondre Stevenson.
Patriots added the extra point and won 28-24. That touchdown was scored with 2:07 left to go in the football game. And as we discussed yesterday, Bon, it felt inevitable they were going to score once they got the ball back. It was just a question of whether they got a touchdown or a field goal. They weren't able to run the ball all game, though. Stevenson runs it in for the touchdown there. He got the bulk of the carries because Trayvon Henderson had a concussion early in the game. But this begs the question about Zach Orr. And remember, a year ago, the defense was horrible early. They became decent down the stretch, moving Kyle Hamilton to the back end. But then after talking this whole training camp about all the things they learned, all the lessons they learned from last year, they were awful this year. And they really haven't gotten a whole lot better, save for a game here or there. So that begs the question, is Zach Orr safe? Is his job security, should he be renting, not buying, as we head into the offseason?
But I want to say, no one should feel safe after this type of year. So the answer is no. Yeah. Organizationally wide, this was a failure of a season. You entered this season with the best odds to win the Super Bowl, and you're not going to make the playoffs. So no one should feel safe. But focusing in on Zach Orr, last year happened. In the first 10 games of the season, they were historically bad in a lot of categories. And then they were able to right the ship. And then this year, you expected them to hit the ground running. But the issue was, this year, you played a really tough early schedule against really competent quarterbacks in Josh Allen, in Jared Goff, in Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, Matthew Stafford. So they were even worse to start this year through the first five games of the season. Then they figured things out, and they were among the best defenses in that winning streak when they weren't really playing anybody. But in big-time spots, Thanksgiving night against the Bengals, Joe Burrow tore them up in the second half, and that was his first game in a couple of months. In a big-time spot where you had extra days, you performed so poorly that Aaron Rodgers threw for a season high and looked like he was 32 and not 42. DK Metcalf had a season high in receiving. It hasn't been good enough. And we could talk about the personnel as well, because the pass rush has been terrible this year. They're 31st in sack percentage, 29th in pressure rate, 27th in sacks. Turnovers. How much was that talked about this whole offseason in the training camp? And they've been better of late, but to start the year, they weren't getting any turnovers. So this the whole team's been a failure. But defensively, all these assets in the secondary, it has been nowhere near good enough.
Well, look, you evaluate coaches based on expectations. You evaluate them based on key metrics and numericals, as you just pointed to. Evaluate them on what their teams do in the clutch, close and late situations, special situations, closing out halves, closing out games, and you evaluate them on individual player development. It's been a failure across the board. Now, they don't have personnel, and this is the third coordinator who couldn't have a fourth quarter defense that was functional. One of them is running an NFL team and doing a great job at it. So I don't think it's because McDonald didn't have enough ideas. I think that when games got going and when he got to clutch time against good teams, good quarterbacks were still too good for his caliber of defense, no matter how he schemed it up. But regardless, a lot of these fourth quarter collapses are on his watch too. It didn't start with Orr. And we'll find out whether it ends or not with Orr, because somebody else will be running this defense next year, no matter what happens. I believe that wholeheartedly, whether Harb stays or goes, whether whatever else happens. I cannot imagine a scenario where Steve Bisciotti's like, yeah, let that guy run my defense again, and let's see if we've got to go bring somebody out of retirement again in the middle of the year or whatever, or you know, try to prop it up at the deadline. But I will say, when you have now, since 2021, far and away the worst fourth quarter defensive EPA of any team in the NFL, that's going back to the start of 2021. If we're talking about D coordinator number four since 2021, what's going to happen different on the other side of the building, down the hall where they pick all the players? What's changing there in terms of the people who make those decisions and how those decisions are made, the checks and balances? How do they prevent themselves from getting to the same end game every time, which is Jaire Alexander on top of all the other vanity plays in the secondary instead of pass rush, never trading up, never investing in pass rush from other teams, like letting people like Judon leave the building before they had to, like when trading for guys at the deadline who don't fit and Gaku, and letting guys leave the building who, say what you want about him, got 10 sacks here last year.
He's got seven sacks for the Chargers.
He's dominating. He's taking games over in the first and fourth quarter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And you traded him for a backup safety. So there's got to be questions asked on that side of the building by Silent Steve and Sashi.
Well, is that coaching that they could never get that out of Oway? Is that coaching that Oway goes with the Chargers and now he's a force, but he was never a force here?
Well, I think part of I don't know. This part...
He did get 10 sacks here.
Yes, but you were the first to say it wasn't like he fell into 10 sacks.
But also, here's what I'm saying, too. It's the question we ask a million times. Who's better from last year to this year?
Jordan Stout.
Coaching has to be that as well.
Look.
Yeah.
First round pick. It's been okay. I'm not going to say he had great, like he met expectations.
The safety in Seattle, who they were lumped with, him and Warris had a much better year.
But who's he with? Who's coaching him?
He's McDonald.
Same thing with Mike Green. It's been okay.
Hamilton here or Hamilton with McDonald? It's not even the same guy. I mean, Mike Green.
All right.
I mean, Jones, he got paid. I mean, he's good, really good football player, really good run stuffer. We'll find out about what he's like moving forward without Madubuike, and we'll find out if they try to get some version of Madubuike somehow. This should have been the season where Roquan showed you last year was an aberration. Nah.
Hey, starting
you're
the
stuck
Pro Bowl.
With him.
Starting the Pro Bowl.
I mean, yeah, like Zach Gore's a great guy.
Yes,
Zach
was
a great story.
Yeah,
but that story as a Baltimore Raven coach is 2 weeks from coming to an end.
Yeah, it's become abundantly clear that he's not built to, at least at this point of his life, is not built to be a defensive coordinator, because year one was a disaster and they bring in Dean Pease to help him and they got things a little cleaned up, and then this year he had Pagano from the start of camp. From the start of, like, the summer program. and this thing has been a disaster. So, like, you know, you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Like, you, if nothing else happens, Zach Orr can't come back. Like, Zach Orr cannot come back next year. It can't happen.
Yeah, it's over. And his coaching story isn't over? And
yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe super maybe he could end up in Tennessee and Harbs is the coach and Denard's the D coordinator and Zach Orr is the assistant D coordinator / linebackers coach or something like that.
By the way,
stranger things have happened.
There's a world where Zach Orr's in Seattle with Mike McDonald.
That too.
Like that too. That almost happened. And so
that too.
Coming up next, we go to the offense. And Todd Monken, he was the offensive coordinator that presided over an MVP and should have been two MVPs. But at this point, do you trust Todd Monken moving forward as the Ravens offensive coordinator? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.